Peter, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Peter, I know you were covering the story, but you contacted us because it's so horrific. And the photograph that you've sent in is just unspeakably bad in terms of the image it portrays. What happened?
Well, Joe, back in a place called Baltard in Dunbeg, which is back in West Clare, it's a spectacularly scenic area. But unfortunately, not so scenic maybe in the last couple of months. Up to 15, 16 animals have been found dead at the bottom of the cliffs. The cliffs are in the region of 250, 300 feet. Mm-hmm. And it's an absolutely terrible scene, I have to say. Myself and John Kelly, the Clare Champion photographer, were back there on Tuesday. And it's quite inaccessible. But it's difficult enough to... You've got to walk along the top of the cliffs for roughly about 40 minutes before you kind of eventually get down to ground level, if you like. And
how did... The horses are all dead. How did they get there? Were they dead before they were left there? Or?
Well, that's the question, Joe. I mean, first of all, it's almost certain, and this is, you know, according to a local vet and also according to the Clare ISPCA warden, Frankie Coote, they were almost definitely dumped over the cliffs. Now, Frankie, I was talking to him on a number of occasions, and he couldn't actually say for sure whether or not the animals were alive or dead. Now, their necks are all broken, you know, so I suppose we can take from that possibly they may have been alive, you know.
But
it's quite poignant, Joe, as well, because right at the top of the cliffs, there's quite a lengthy track leading up right to the edge of the cliffs, you know, and it's obviously either a track of, you know, some kind of vehicle, possibly, probably a tractor and trailer, you know, where and the tracks lead right up to the very edge, you know. So, I mean, I'm not a detective or anything, but it's, I suppose you can read from that, that very possibly, I don't think it's unreasonable to speculate that, you know, that they were backed up to the edge of the cliffs and tipped over. And I suppose Frankie Coote actually described it as sinister and planned, and I think use of the word sinister is very appropriate in this instance. There's a number of cattle mixed in as well, Joe. There's about four cattle mixed in with 10 or 11 horses. It's actually, to the untrained eye, it's impossible to count exactly how many horses or how many cattle are there, because the carcasses are actually decomposing as well, which, and there's obviously quite a stench there too, you know.
So first of all, the only way those horses and indeed other animals could have got to where they are now is by being dumped over the cliff.
That's it. There's just no other way around that.
And there's no way at this stage to determine, my God, whether they were alive when they were stampeded over the cliff,
yeah,
a la the field,
not,
or else
not
they
possible
were
to tell.
They were dead and dumped over. Either way, it's horrific. It is horrific.
And I suppose, Joe, to cap it all, there is one horse located about 200 yards back from the edge of the cliff, in a field, and the walker, the person who contacted the Clare Champion to alert us as to what had happened, when that person was walking, that person assumed that the horse was dead, but then actually noticed that horse was actually moving.
Oh my God!
You know, so obviously it wasn't dead. So then that person contacted the Gardaí in Kinross, who in turn contacted a vet. So the vet had to come out, Fergal Hennessy, who's based in Cliquí, and put down that unfortunate animal. You know, so it's just, and you know, I don't want to be too graphic about it, but that unfortunate animal, you can actually see the white foam in its mouth, you know, so clearly that poor animal died in very painful circumstances.
Now, there's been an upsurge in calls, I'm sure you've, to our programme, I'm sure you've come across it as well, Peter, in the last year, horses being abandoned, horses that were one aspect left over from the Celtic Tiger, so to speak, surplus to requirements of families or whatever, and then two, this new passport that they need. Is any idea, like, who would want to get rid of 15, 16, 17 horses at the one time?
Well, on that, Fergal Hennessy, the vet in Cliquí, he actually referred specifically to what you mentioned there, the passport situation, that if an animal, whether it be a horse or any other type of animal, hasn't been issued with a passport by the time they're 6 months old, that they're never going to be issued a passport, you know, and therefore their value diminishes, you know, to almost nil. So again, now I'm only speculating. Perhaps that may have been a factor, you know. Possibly as well. I mean, given the economic situation, and again, I'm only speculating, maybe it's, and this doesn't in any way excuse anything that's happened here, but maybe the expense of feeding the animals may have been a factor.
That's one of the arguments we heard before. By the way, what's going to happen? These carcasses are in an inaccessible area to a truck or a van or a crane or whatever. How are you going to get the carcasses removed?
I actually don't know, Frank. I don't know, Joe. I was talking to Frankie Coote about an hour ago now, the ISPCA warden, and he says that the Department of Agriculture now are involved in this as well because of the obviously the cattle and the fact as well that to make it even worse, their ears were cut off, the ears of the cattle were cut off so as to make it impossible to identify the cattle. But as to how they're going to be removed, well, first of all, I believe that the Department of Agriculture inspectors are going to attend the scene and, you know, probably examine the animals in more detail before they're removed. Mm. But as to how they're going to be removed, it's, you know, I suppose I'm not a professional in that sense. It's very difficult to...
Yeah, but when we were talking about a whale down in Mayo a few weeks ago, which the council said they'd no responsibility for and was rotting, I know it was a different scenario. One of the arguments put forward that the only way you could get the whale removed is to come in from the sea. You couldn't access the beach from landside. And the only way you could do was hire a barge or a boat or whatever to...
That's a possibility in Baltard as well, because... It would be very, very difficult to access where the animals are lying at the moment. It would be very difficult to do that. And obviously, they're big animals, extremely heavy, bloated as well, you know, very, very bloated. Because according to Frankie Coote, he speculates they've been there about 2 months. Because he was saying that they're so decomposed that they must be there roughly that length of time.
But it is a walker's beach as well, isn't it? It's a beautiful spot. Doombeg,
yeah,
Donald
beautiful
Trump,
spot.
All that carry on.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, Baltard is fantastic, but this particular stretch is quite inaccessible during the winter. So I'd imagine you wouldn't have too many walkers there, you know, or probably from, you know, in the early months of the year, and particularly given the storms that we had in January and February, you know, that it would have been quite almost impossible. And I would say very dangerous, actually, to walk, you know, to try and walk along that particular stretch.
Okay, that's Peter O'Connell. Peter works for the Clare Champion and wanted to highlight that, rightly so. We put the photographs up on our website with his permission. They are absolutely horrific what's happened down there. Thanks indeed, Peter.